Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. Welcome to the show. How are you? If you are new, welcome. If you have been with me a while, welcome. And a quick favor. If you enjoy or find benefit in anything I offer by way of this podcast, would you share and star it for me? This is how we get this work out to the millions of people that I want, and I need your help for that. And so a big, huge hug in advance for sharing me with your people, with your community, because it's a movement. I like to think about it that way. Anyway, so we're going to dig right in because it is a big topic and it won't surprise you, but I got a lot to say about it. So, but first, let's check in with you. How has your discipline been this past week, this past month, this year so far? Where have you honored your commitments? Where have you excused them? Again, all questions are in curiosity. I wish I was doing this podcast webinar style, because I am going to ask a question and I would love to have you kind of raise your hand so that I can better confirm my hypothesis about this topic. But since I'm not, I'm going to ask it anyway and envision and assume that the work and study that I have done on this is going to land. And of course, feel free to email me or DM me with your answer. When I asked this question, where have you honored your commitments versus where have you not? Was there a decision to be made? That's what I want to know. Whether or not you honored your commitment, was there a decision? And it's an important distinction, because what I have found is that people that are more disciplined make fewer decisions, and or they've made their decisions like 24 to 48 hours ahead of time. You just decide that you're going to do it ahead of time, and then there is no decision to be made. Now, there is not an option to not do it, because it is no longer a choice to choose from. When you expect that that you're not going to want to, right, then there is no fight. So that's the first thing that I wanted to offer. We need to set up our calendars, our schedules ahead of time, so that in the moment, we are not deciding whether or not we're going to do the thing that we said we were going to do. Because I don't like your chances then. Not because there's anything wrong with you, but because you have a brain that will default to what it wants right now. And if it requires discipline, most likely the decision will be no thanks. No thanks on that workout. No thanks on the healthy lunch that we packed for ourselves. No thanks to starting that book. No thanks to send out those proposals. No thanks for launching that course program. No thanks. Okay, so the more you can set up your week, which is why I'm always talking to you about setting up your Sunday, like the Sunday set, we set up on Sundays your week. That's why I'm always inviting you to participate in that practice, because the more you can set up the week and make decisions ahead of time, right, with your future loving part of your brain, the better chances are for you to follow through on them. Okay. So that's the first thing that I wanted you to know before we get to the discipline protocol. The second thing I wanted you to consider is that self-discipline is a fantastic solve for an incredibly frustrating, annoying, and regretful life. I'm trying to sell you on the practice of discipline. So I want you to think about how frustrating your life becomes when every Monday you say that you're going to start, right? I'm starting Monday. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to start going to bed earlier. I'm going to start taking my supplements and drinking more water and washing my face, and or I'm not going to drink, or I'm not going to find myself hours and hours scrolling on social media or binging on Netflix. I mean, whatever it is for you, just fill in the blank. Every time we recommit to a Monday, right? And every time we fall short on the promise, we break integrity with ourselves, which can be really annoying and regret-filled. And since it's a solve, right, to living a pretty great life, I don't think it gets the credit that it deserves. A lot of times when we think about discipline, we look at it as this awful responsibility, as if it's an annoying part of our condition. And I want you to consider that what if we looked at it as the answer, right? That is to living the good life. That's why adopting, right, an esteem mindset is critical. There will either be self-discipline, respect, reputation, or regret. Every action you take is a vote towards the person you want to become, the identity that you want to build. It's the compounding of those choices every day. The most successful people, I promise you, friends, they're not the most intelligent. They're not the most talented. They are the most disciplined. So when we look at discipline as an opportunity, okay, as an opportunity to create flow and routines and rhythms in our life, it doesn't feel like a dreadful responsibility. And I've intentionally created little routines. I like to call them discipline sequences that help support the flow of my day. And literally 70% of my day is structured in disciplined activities, intentionally created to support the goals that I have in my life. And the other 30% is spontaneous, okay? And I don't think about my life as some obligatory responsibility that I have to do. I think about the flow of my life as something I get to live and be a part of, okay? So my morning routine, you've probably heard me share on the podcast many times, is I wake up and I have my 10 affirmations. I write down 10 of my ambitions, the things that I'm affirming to put out into the world. I write my 5 gratitudes. I write 3 people that I'm going to connect with by way of a text, by way of a voice recording, and my WOD, my word of the day. It's my very first discipline sequence. And then I have my second discipline sequence. That's with my workout routine, right? I walk my dog, I listen to a podcast, I bust in some goodness into my ears, I run 2 miles, and then I do 150 reps. I meditate on the biomat for 20 minutes. That's the second little discipline sequence that I do every single morning. And then my third discipline sequence is that I record my word of the day, I write 700 words, I create, and then I'm with my clients. And then I have my end of workday reflection and planning. Now, all of my little routines account for about 70% of my day. So these routines allow me to live super intentionally, right? Since I created the routines intentionally, they are also, I don't know if you noticed, void of decision. I don't wake up in the morning and think, I wonder if I'm going to do my daily 5 today, right? I don't think, I wonder if I'm going to walk my dog and do my workout and do my 150 and meditate, right? I don't give myself an opportunity to not have my back in the belaboring of a decision of the now. Flow and routines create self-discipline. But I want to add one more thing, right? Because I do want to get to the mapping of this protocol, but the one extra thing that I want you to think about is I think for so many of us, myself included, the reason we lack self-discipline is that we do not give ourselves permission to rest. And so we burn out and we shut down and we decide that it isn't worth it, right? Feeling like this burnout is worse than possibly feeling better by achieving the result we were looking to achieve. So this all or nothing mentality does not work to create disciplined days that are sustainable. So establishing a rhythm in your days and your months, time where you push hard and times where you rest is really important. Okay. So I want you to check yourself on a couple of those things. Where are you showing up? All or nothing. Where are you showing up with lots of decisions as it relates to how you show up in your day? And can you eliminate those decisions by creating little structured routines for yourself? Okay, so let's get into the discipline protocol. First, the very first thing before we can really, really understand what those discipline sequences look like is that we have to be clear on the outcomes that we want in our life. I mean, I know for me, the outcomes I want in my life are directly aligned with my values: to love, to do good and have fun, and to be an example of what is possible in every area of my life. So my routines support that. I write my ambitions every morning to keep my do good top of mind. I write my gratitudes every morning to express love and appreciation for my life and the people in it. I write my connections to express love for them and my word of the day to ground me in my day. I do my morning routine before I react to what everyone else has for me. Because when we let others steal our day, there's no day to have discipline in. When you set up little mini rituals, we don't get lost in one, the decisions, but two, the distractions of what everyone else wants us to do. We don't lose sight on what's important to us. And our outcomes then become our results, right? Our rituals create an innate focus towards the goals that we want. Our rituals remove a decision to be made. And I've said this before, but when we don't have these routines and we find ourselves making the decision in the moment, we will fatigue ourselves in making the decision. And by the end of the back and forth debate in our mind, we are too tired to actually take the action that if we would have just taken in the beginning by having this created sequence and by having this rhythm in our day, we would have eliminated the need to decide anything. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second is once you have clear clarity on the outcomes that you want, I want you to show up with good energy, in good health, in good love for your day and the people in it. So I want you to start putting first things first. Okay. Whatever you need the most discipline for is what you should do first. I know for me, I used to write at the end of my day as part of my reflection practice. But the end of my day is usually not as predictable because other people need my attention: dogs, spouses, kids, friends, clients. So my writing kept getting moved right to the next day, to the next week. So I was like, okay, first things first. If I'm going to make headway on my book, I need to either allocate writing blocks at the beginning of the day or blocks in the morning on my weekend. And you don't have to take this from me, but there is enough research on this first things first that I'm not even trying to sell you on it. Okay. But that is why people that work out in the morning, they have more consistency and they make better progress on their health and fitness goals. We got to do the first things first. Think about what you need to have more discipline around. And can you shift to first deciding that you're going to do it 24 to 48 hours ahead of time and add it to your morning routine? And before your brain wants to offer you up that it's not possible, I want you to ask yourself, what would you need to do in order to make it possible? And if you're not willing to make the accommodation, you have two choices. You can do it when you can by blocking time and deciding ahead of time, and then follow the rest of the protocol that I'm going to share with you, or you can just stop wanting the outcome. Seriously, no judgment. I would much rather you just stop wanting the outcome than to continue to beat yourself up on it if it's not important to you. I just want you to like your reasons. I don't want you to excuse yourself and give yourself this out because you think it will be hard, because you think it will, that it has to come with all of these sacrifices and that it might, you know, take away time from this. Or I want you to embrace the hard in it. Okay. So if not doing it is because it's going to be hard, I want you to do it. The fact that it's going to be hard is the point of doing it. We're not looking for easy here. We're looking to see how we can grow. And we want to see what we're capable of. Okay. So that's the next thing. First things first. Third, I want you to consider that discipline is created by committing and taking consistent actions. Okay. We need to drop this all or nothing mentality that I offered up at the very beginning and adopt what I call an MBL mindset, minimum baseline. What does that mean? That means that we are going to create rituals that align with our outcomes and choose goals based on what you can do on your worst day, not your best day, right? That's where we get it wrong. This is where we generally go wrong in a new year, right? We want to make all of these changes and we go all in and then we overwhelm ourselves and burn out. Discipline is not about doing all the things. Discipline is committing to the thing. I want you to pick the least amount of action you can consistently do. You've got to establish a habit before you can master it and double down on it. The only caveat is don't miss twice, okay? And if you do miss twice, reassess. Maybe that wasn't your minimum baseline, okay? But don't quit the goal. Reconsider the scope. If I don't have 30 minutes to write, okay, can I write for 10? If I don't have 30 minutes to work out, can I do a 5-minute body blaster? Reconsidering the scope keeps you in the game. It keeps you in action. It reminds yourself to check your all or nothing thinking, and it lets you believe in yourself. So don't quit the goal. Don't give up on yourself. Find out what the minimum baseline is, what you could commit to doing with consistency on your very worst day, and do that consistently and don't miss twice. Okay, that's the third step. The fourth is I really want you to identify all the obstacles that are going to get in your way ahead of time. Because again, remember, this is progress, not perfection. I work with my clients all the time on the ONS for goal attainment, this obstacle and solution. Okay. We list an obstacle and then we list the solution, the strategy to overcome the obstacle. Okay. This is how you remind your brain that you are the creator of your results. If there is a problem, obstacle, there is an equal and opposite solution, strategy at the same time. And when your brain gets on board with the truth of that law, you become a more clear and evolved version of yourself because you will face yourself as you push outside of your comfort zone. Working through the ONS process reveals what's going to be required to act on your goals. What are you going to need to be thinking? Right? That esteem mindset. Am I going to obey myself? What are you going to need to feel? Lots of tolerance. Lots of disappointment tolerance. Lots of it. Right? I am going to get really good at feeling. I'm going to get really good at being discouraged. I'm going to get really good at feeling frustrated. Like, what are you going to have to do? What actions are you going to have to take? I'm going to have to remind myself that all or nothing is not part of the playbook, that progress is better than perfect. I'll have to accept some B work, right? That actually gets put out into the world versus A work that never gets introduced to the world. So we really have to identify What are the obstacles that are going to get in the way of getting to our goal? Whether that goal is working out more, whether that goal is getting to bed on time, whether that goal is drinking more water throughout the day. I really want you to think of what gets in the way. What gets in the way of you doing better meal planning? What gets in the way of you eating healthier? What gets in the way of you taking or not taking your supplements? Whatever it is, okay, big or small, you need to know what they are so that you can prepare your mindset to think differently about that obstacle, right? Instead of thinking it as an excuse, you think of it as an opportunity to change and shift your mindset. You're going to have to give yourself permission to feel a little negative emotion, because that's what's going to be required. I promise you, if your goal is big enough, that is what's going to be required for you to achieve it. You're going to have to allocate and be aware and outline what actions you're going to need to be, that you're going to have to take. Okay. So that's that step. And the fifth step, right, in this discipline protocol is, if you can get someone in your routine to support and hold you accountable, you increase your commitment to discipline. Now, I know this is an easy one. Okay. There's a massive body of research that shows having an accountability partner is the way to help support the discipline that's required to get whatever result you want in your life. We all know that we are far more concerned about letting someone else down than to let ourselves down. Okay. So whenever you can, get a network of accountability friends, enroll them in your ritual. Even if it's just saying, hey, I'm going to start doing this little DS, this little discipline sequence, and I'm going to let you know that I did it every day. And maybe, just maybe, you inspire someone else, right? By being an example of what's possible. Maybe they are like, hey, if she can do this every day, I can commit to doing my thing every day. And now we've got this accountability network of amazing people doing amazing things because we're doing them together. Okay. And lastly, we've got to simplify our life. No wonder we lack discipline. We are cluttered in the obligations and the hundreds of projects that we have on our desks. We are overwhelmed and frustrated and stressed because there's too much to do, too much judgment, too much news, too much comparison, too much overthinking in the form of ruminating and anxious worry. When we're cluttered in our life, our willpower, our resolve, our grit, our resilience can't be accessed, literally, psychologically, can't be brought to the forefront. We lose access to problem solving. When you start to remove the clutter in your life, you gain clarity on what it is that you want to do, what it is that will move the needle forward in your life. You will start running more efficient processes. You will start feeling better, moving better, breathing better, and loving better. When we have clarity about what we want and who we need to be in order to get what we want, right? That's why I love my B method, because it works. Because when you become who you need to become, you need less discipline because you are in the rhythm and the flow of life. When we do the work to create that identity and that habit, instead of going through the actions to create the short-term results, you can shift your way. You can shift your identity in ways that support your best becoming. So here's just a few of the identity shifts that I've had to work through to create these little discipline sequences in my life. I became a person that works out, that I don't have to decide whether or not I'm going to. I just do it. I've become a person that doesn't overeat. I've become a person that doesn't yell at her kids, right? These things required this work. They required me having a coach, getting coached, being in mentorship programs, required me being around people that already adopted these identity states as part of who they were. And I just modeled their way. I became a person that doesn't get as defensive, I became a person who is productive and have reclaimed my agenda for mine. I became a person that's less reactive. I became a person that ran marathons and qualified for Boston and ran Leadville. I became a person that had the courage to quit corporate and start my own company. I became a person that stops people pleasing and have my own back. Like, I want you to think about your becoming shifts. You probably don't even realize that you have gone through. And here's the thing. It's not all about you enjoying the action. It's about you not thinking about the action. Okay? It's about you not making a decision about the action. Like, think about brushing your teeth. I don't necessarily love brushing my teeth. I don't think about it, really. I just do it. And this is how I've created massive amounts of habits in my life. I've just set rules and identities for myself because I know how the model works. I know how the B method works. All habits are just memorized models, and I know how to become anything I need to become in order to get the results that I want in my life. So I want you to think about your life. If you had that level of commitment, that level of discipline, and non-negotiables with all of the other things that you want in your life, if it's a non-issue, if it's easy, if you don't have to be confused, if you don't have to decide, it's a muscle that you build up. It's a skill, okay? I want this for you. I want you to be available. I want this access to be available for you. And if you want to learn how to become anything that's required, becoming somebody that works out, becoming somebody that doesn't overeat, that doesn't overspend, that doesn't overrun, that doesn't overdo, and really start to feel, if you want to get clarity on that, you need to clear the clutter. Like I said in the last principle, right? We need to be clear in our outcomes. We need to do first things first. We need to adopt an MLB mindset. We have to understand the obstacles and the strategy. We have to hold ourselves accountable, and we have to declutter. And if you need help with this last one, this declutter, I just launched my declutter course. I would invite you to take advantage of it. It is super affordable, and I promise you, it is transformational in the way you show up in your life. So that's my discipline protocol. Discipline doesn't have to be something that we think about as this awful responsibility. Rather, it is an opportunity for you to create true freedom, for you to live the life you've always wanted to live. I want that for you, and I want that for everyone else that you know. So have an amazing one, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on transformationtalkradio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.